I love books. Do you love books? Books are great. Read more books. Listen to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Hooray!
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a graduate of Hudson High School and a student at Columbia Green Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Ashuda. I'm 18 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Lena, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, bookish things.
So before we talk about books today, though, it's a WGXC pledge drive, the Essential Radio pledge drive. And we are doing our part to help WGXC raise some much needed funding to help keep shows like Bound by Books on the air and keep other community radio shows like ours on WGXC and keep it thriving. And we know that there are a lot of wonderful nonprofits and causes out there that you could contribute to. And we hope that you consider WGXC as one of them. And we're so grateful to the support of all of the donors, past, present, and future, for helping keep WGXC going. So during the fall 2020 pledge drive, we're looking to add 30 new sustaining supporters to our goal of securing $5,000 a month in listener support. And at present, WGXC has 221 donors contributing an average of $14.83 a month, which is $3,278 towards our ultimate goal. So our ability to secure 30 new supporters during this campaign will play a critical role in keeping the station viable in the months to come. And so far in the pledge drive, the last I saw, although by the time this broadcast, maybe it will have changed, so you can check the website for updates. But as of recording, there are 12 new sustaining supporters of the 30, which is the goal. So we could use some more sustaining supporters to help us reach that goal. And I highly suggest doing a sustaining supporter pledge because it's so easy. You just decide how much you can spend per month supporting WGXC, and then you can set it up so it automatically deducts from your account each month. So it could be $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, $50, and so on per month, and just set it up. And then you don't have to think about it. And WGXC gets some much needed support. And for me, I've contributed to WGXC for many years. And so this was an easy ask for me, thinking, how much can I put in per month? And I forget how much I gave at first, but I remember thinking, if I just didn't buy a few coffees per month, that would be that donation. So you can give a certain amount each month that really adds up over the year. But when you think of it, $10 a month, that really is a couple cups of coffee. So think about what you spend your money on. Maybe there's somewhere where you can save and give it to WGXC instead.
Yay.
So we hope some of you listening out there who love youth radio and WGXC and Bound by Books will contribute. You can go to wgxc.org/donate to make your contribution. You can check out the website while you're there. You can listen to old archived radio shows of Bound by Books going way back. I forget if they go all the way back, but Bound by Books has been on the radio since the station began way back when. So you might be able to catch some early shows with Quinn or Maddie, or old friends, or more recent shows with all of these friends here. So if you value WGXC and want to keep it a part of your daily life, we ask that you make a tax-deductible contribution to help keep WGXC on the air and keep youth voices on the radio, keep community voices on the radio, commercial free radio on your dial. So go to wgxc.org/donate and make a sustaining support pledge. Join us. And thank you to all of the listeners out there who are already sustaining supporters or who make contributions to WGXC in one way or the other. Every little bit counts. And we're so grateful to you for your support. And we're grateful to WGXC for sharing this time with us and allowing us to talk about books every week on the radio. And for me, it's really powerful having young people have space on the radio to speak. Certainly not something I had access to as a kid. And I think people could benefit in this world from listening to young people more often. So thanks WGXC for giving young people that space to share their voice and their thoughts and their opinions. So WGXC.org/donate, please go make a donation, help keep WGXC on the air. Now we're gonna talk about some books. And then we'll come back and remind you to make a donation, because that's what we do during the Essential Radio Pledge Drive. So who would like to start talking about a book?
I can go, if that's okay. I have a poem, I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high over vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils beside the lake beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze, continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way. They stretch in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves besides them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had bought. For oft when on my couch I lie in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasures fills and dances with the daffodils.
That's pretty. What made you choose that poem?
I like the repetition and the wording of it. And I just feel like, you know, just a message to all of us. It just, I don't know, just spoke to me.
Nice. It's nice when that happens. It's funny. It's just the word daffodils made me like yearn for spring, even though it's we still have to make it through fall and winter. I'm like ready for spring already.
I'm just finishing up my poetry unit in creative writing that I'm taking in college. It's very fun. I'm learning about all the different forms. I still like freeform the best because the others seem very complicated. Mm. And I don't like it when writing has a lot of rules and restrictions, but it's a very fun class.
Have you found any new poets that you like a lot?
A few. For some reason, at the very beginning of this unit, we had to read Hills Like White Elephants again by Ernest Hemingway, and you know how I feel about his writing. I really, really don't like it. But yeah, a lot of the poems we read were very good. But I can't remember the actual names of the authors.
I've started reading a lot more poetry in the past year, and I really like reading poetry. I mean, obviously it depends on the collection or the poet, but I found a lot that I really enjoyed. But I haven't read much in the past month or two, but I have some at home that I'm looking forward to. So maybe I'll share a poem in the coming weeks.
Yeah, so like since I have like my English class is just books, like we are not reading any poetry. So like I went to Poetry Foundation, I would often like go to Poetry Foundation and read poems, because like sometimes, like even how much I like books, but sometimes it gets like, you know, a little boredom of just constantly reading books. So like I changed this night, so like I found that. And
let me see if I have one on here. Oh yeah, I can read one. I forgot. Actually, this was way back in October of last year. as reading a poetry book, and I took some pictures of poems that I liked that I thought I might want to share. And then I never did, but I kept them on my phone in case I ever did. So this one is called Instructions on Not Giving Up. It's by Ada Limón, and I believe it was from The Carrying, but because it's just a picture of the poem, I'm not positive. So Instructions on Not Giving Up. More than the fuchsia funnels breaking out of the crabapple tree, more than the neighbor's almost obscene display of cherry limbs shoving their cotton candy colored blossoms to the slate sky of spring rains, it's the greening of the trees that really gets to me. When all the shock of white and taffy, the world's baubles and trinkets, leave the pavement strewn with the confetti of aftermath, the leaves come. Patient, plodding, a green skin growing over whatever winter did to us. A return to the strange idea of continuous living, despite the mess of us, the hurt, the empty. Fine then, I'll take it, the tree seems to say. A new slick leaf unfurling like a fist. I'll take it all. It's another spring poem. Maybe I just really like spring. Who knows?
Let's not skip over too much. I like autumn.
Yeah, I love fall. I actually really love winter if we get some major snow. I don't like blah winter. Like when it's just cold and rainy and icy, I want some like knee-high snow, like hurt my back shoveling snow. Like everything shuts down snow. That's, I want.
Yeah.
One. Not every day, but I need at least one of those per winter or else it just feels like a waste.
Yeah, I like snow.
I guess in poetry, I like spring so far. Mm. I'll have to see if I can find a fall, summer, or winter poem that I love too. Yeah. Did someone else want to share?
I like some. The summer.
You like summer?
Pretty hot, by the way. And guess what? When you were little, did you read any books?
When I was little, did I read books?
Yeah.
I read a lot of books when I was little. I read a lot of books most of my life, although there were times when I didn't read as much, especially in college, because I just had to read a lot of textbooks. So I was still reading, but not for fun. Although some of it was fun or interesting, at least.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. So Fatia, did you have a book you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, The Mouse and the Lion, right?
Mouse and the Lion. Well, I don't have that book, but I can tell you about all about it. I mean, have a memory about it. So, like, once upon a time, a lion and a mouse. The mouse was so scared, and all of the friends were saying, "You're a scaredy cat, you're a scaredy cat." Then, one day, the mouse got at the king lion, and he was standing on the lion's back and speaking to his friends, "Look at me." The little mouse was doing that. And the lion shook his back and the mouse fell down. And the lion told him, "Who are you? What are you doing here?" said the lion. And then the lion was about to eat him, and then the lion said, "Goodness, I'm full. So now get out of my way." And then 3 hours later, the lion was getting hungry, and then the lion got trapped. The hunters put that, and then the lion called everyone, and everyone heard it. Then the lion got out. Then the lion said, "Jump on my back," and then they all got back, escaped, and then the hunters saw nothing there, and then they said, everyone laughed and rejoined. And they all lived happily ever after. B and...
Maybe the hunters didn't live happily ever after.
Yeah, I like
but that's okay.
The storm is there. I hate the storm so much.
Yeah. The storm is like getting very bad. The tree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stormy. Thanks for sharing that story, Fatia. I liked your telling of it. I've heard it.
Scary.
Yeah.
I'm getting scared because I keep looking there because I'm scared.
I heard some lightning. All right, so let's get back to the book. It's the only way we'll survive. Lena, did you have a story you want to share? I think Lena got blown away by the storm. Lena.
I'm here.
Do you have a book you want to talk about?
Yeah. My book is actually a chapter from the Grimm's Fairy Tales book. And the part of the book is called The Fisherman and His Wife. And so basically, it's about a fisherman who caught a fish who turns out to be a prince. And he goes and tells his wife about the fish. And the wife is always trying to make the fish grant wishes. And every single time she asks for a wish, like she wants more than that wish. And every single time she makes a wish that's more and more like, that makes her more and more basically powerful from the wish, something happens to like the earth. And the last wish she ever asked for was her to be God. But I'm not going to tell you the ending to the story. So did she make the wish? Did she become God? Did she not become God? You'll never know until you read it yourself.
I forget. I feel like I've read a couple versions of that story. One of which was the fisherman and his wife were cats. But yeah. I like a good fairy tale. Those are fun. Oh, did you read that one recently? Or do you just remember that from a while ago?
I remember that from a while ago when my brother was telling me the story.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact, Bound by Books was almost called Donkey Cabbages, which is a Grimm's fairy tale that is very odd. And when Quinn Gunter and I, she was 10 at the time when we started the show. We just had a radio show where we talked about stuff. And most of the time that stuff was books. And so we were trying to decide what to call the show. And at one point we considered Donkey Cabbages. But luckily we went with Bound by Books instead.
Our power's out. The wind just flung one of our porch chairs into the lawn.
Yeah, to everyone listening to this on Friday or Sunday, we're recording on Wednesday and it just got stormy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a spooky book to talk about. So I read a book this past weekend called Night of the Mannequins by Stephen Graham Jones. And it's a short book. It is a book as opposed to a short story, but it's very small. So I was able to read it pretty quickly. And it's really super creepy, disturbing, scary. So not suggested for everybody. And I'm not totally sure if it's a young adult title or an adult title, but it is about teenagers. And aside from being very disturbing and violent, I don't think there's anything super inappropriate in it. Yeah, so it's called Night of the Mannequins. And it's about a group of friends who, when they were younger, had one time been like goofing around and found a mannequin. And then it became this thing where they would like move it around to their houses and they would like play pranks with it and like, you know, set it up in different spots. And then at some point they kind of forgot about it for a little bit. But then their friend Shanna gets a new job at the movie theater and they get in trouble for sneaking in to the movie theater. And that inspires them to play a prank on both her and the movie theater, which leads to some bad things happening. And the start of the novel, this is like how it begins, is So Shanna got a new job at the movie theater. We thought we'd play a fun prank on her, and now most of us are dead. And I'm really starting to feel kind of guilty about it all. So basically the prank that they decide to pull is that they pay for their tickets to get into the theater, and they take the mannequin apart, their friend Manny the mannequin. So they take him apart piece by piece and sneak him in and then put him back together and have him in the theater so that when the ushers come to do their check, they'll find this like mannequin that is in there. Like the count will be off because they didn't buy a ticket for the mannequin. But then what happens is they come to do their check and the usher comes by the mannequin, sees his ticket and moves on and doesn't react in any way to the fact that there's a mannequin in the theater. And then the movie ends and the main character Sawyer, who's telling the story, swears that Manny the mannequin gets up and walks out. And then shortly thereafter, Shanna dies in an accident. There's a Mack truck plows through her home, taking out her and her dogs and some of her family. And Sawyer's convinced that Manny the mannequin is to blame for it and that he's coming for them and that they'd be better off taking care of themselves so that there aren't other people in their family that get harmed. And then it just gets really dark and disturbing from there. So definitely if you're into reading scary stories for the month of Halloween, this one's pretty creepy. I don't know if it's scary as opposed to disturbing, but maybe it's a little of both. I think some people are already scared of mannequins anyways, even ones that aren't walking around and potentially murdering people. So pretty scary, but that's Night of the Mannequins.
That sounds really cool.
Graham Jones. He writes some creepy books. I've read another one by him, and he has another new one that came out this fall that I want to read. But yeah. Ooh. I got to find another scary book to read. I love reading scary books in October. That's how I get in the Halloween spirit. I'm horrible at costumes, but I'm good at reading scary books and watching scary movies too. Do you all have any favorite scary books or movies?
I mean, I know I've talked about Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark a lot, but it's now a movie and a book, and I love both of the adaptations. So yeah, it's very good.
It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they did a good job of pulling in the different stories and making like a new narrative around them.
Yeah, I love that.
How about Lina or Mashuda?
My favorite scary story is like The Quiet Place.
Oh, the movie? That.
Yeah, the movie. Yeah, I was looking forward to The Quiet Place 2, but then it got delayed because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. I remember the previews right before everything shut down.
It was supposed to be on like March 17, released on March 17, but never.
I'm curious when movies will start coming out again. I mean, I guess there have been a couple, but it seems like they're holding out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one was, I felt like it was very nerve-wracking watching that.
Yeah.
They did a good job of that. How about you, Lena? Do you have a favorite scary book or movie?
My favorite movie is Happy Death, the series of the Happy Death Day movies. And my favorite scary book, which I actually don't find scary, is my Grimm's Fairy Tale book.
Might be scary if you lived in it.
Yeah, maybe. But these were written a long time ago, I'm pretty sure. And back then, people were easy to scare, apparently, according to my brother.
It's harder to sleep with the lights on back then.
No.
Well, we're almost out of time. We want to remind everyone listening that we are in the Essential Radio Pledge Drive right now. We're doing our part to help raise some funds for WGXC. We hope everyone out there listening will go online to wgxc.org/donate. To pledge your support to WGXC, you can make a tax-deductible one-time donation, or you can help us reach our goal for this pledge drive of getting 30 new sustaining supporters by making a sustaining supporter pledge, where you commit to contribute a certain amount of money each month throughout the year. And that's money that we can count on throughout the year, year to year. And we're looking to have 30 new sustaining supporters. We still have a little ways to go. We hope you'll help us reach that goal and help keep WGXC on the air and help keep shows like Bound by Books on the air. We want to keep talking about books. forever and ever. So go to wgxc.org/donate and pledge your support. But on that note, we're going to say goodbye. Hope everyone has a good week. Happy reading.
Happy reading.
I hope you have a
bye. Good weekend.
मुनिया सर पे डाले है ये चुनिया क्यों हाँ क्यों हो सोनी सोनी सी कुड़ी नो मौज में रहने दे ना दुनिया क्यों हाँ दुनिया क्यों है कितनी शानदार कुड़ी ये कर देगी कमाल इसे झूमने दे अपनी बीट दे कुड़ी नो नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू आज लगाने दे ठुमके हाँ चुमके नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू सारे या फिक्रा नू छड़ के बन ठन के कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू आज लगाने दे ढूंढ के हाँ जम के कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू सारे या फिक्रा नू छड़ के बन ठन के कुड़ी नू नचने दे जी ओ उखड़े उखड़े क्यों खड़े जी हंसता तो हंस देगी दुनिया भी हाँ जी ओ आए जो ऑन द फ्लोर कुड़ी तो खूब मचाए शोर तू भी झूम लेना इसकी बीट दे कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे